Hello?
Hey, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Sorry
Sorry
about
about
that. Yeah, it was weird. We
that.
seem to be having some kind of technical difficulty here.
Yeah, you're all good.
I was saying, I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I think she explained that pretty well. Basically, when people look up landscaping near me and they're within 5 to 10 miles of me, I'll be number one on the list.
Yeah, I mean, it actually covers up to 40 miles from you.
Oh,
And
wow.
unless you
Okay.
wanted to shrink it, but that's the maximum coverage that you can get. Typically what happens, Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. I don't know if you've heard of that before. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get your business registered online, so that way it shows up on Google. And that PIN verification letter will actually mark the center location for your advertisement. And then you could cover up 40 miles from there in a radius around you. And then it'll actually cover you for 15 different keywords or services. So landscaping would just be one of the services that you'd be listed for, but you can actually hand select your 15 keywords. And then we also have a system called Google Analytics. It's a public system that Google has that allows you to see like which services and keywords are being searched the most in your area. That way we don't have to play the guessing game on like what we should list you for in order to get you the most exposure and phone calls and job opportunities each month.
Okay.
Yep. The nifty little tool. It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years because we can actually follow the trends, and then of course the convenience of Google advertising allows people to just call you directly off the first page as a live call. And so since it's
Yeah.
a live call scenario like that, we don't actually charge per lead or click or call for these Google Places placements. It's just a flat monthly rate, so you'll know exactly what you're spending, and it's pretty budget friendly. You don't have any surprises coming out of left field.
Okay.
Do you have a website for your business yet?
I do. It's through GoDaddy. It's kind of a what is it called?
Like a
A
landing
publisher.
page?
Yeah, like people can just email me through it basically.
Okay.
That'll improve in the near future.
Yeah, we would actually be able to help you with that. We don't charge you for any kind of help on the website. We just want to make sure that you have one and it represents you properly.
Okay.
Okay. So we have 24/7 customer service and a huge graphic design team if you ever need help with your website or want to make changes to it.
All right.
But the major benefit to you is that Google Places placement. You'll notice when you look up landscaping in Cave Creek and surrounding areas, there's only going to be three guys that'll show in that Google Places section where we're talking about listing you. We only have one spot available currently as a Google partner, but we're going down a list. So we're just looking for one of you guys to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. We can't work with any other competing landscaping companies in the area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, you could see the value of being listed on the first page of Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, for
All
sure.
right. Okay. Well, another huge thing too, I don't know if Tara mentioned, but we're not just a premier Google partner. We're a full-service digital branding company. We've been in business since 2004. So a lot of the business owners that make it onto Google's qualified candidates list, they're at their infancy. They're kind of just starting out. And so we're able to actually put you guys into a platinum package program that'll actually complete your online profile. That's why I was asking about the website. We'll get you the website. It has Yelp. It has Yellow Pages. Has Thumbtack. There's a Facebook business profile with Facebook ads that we would run for you. And then obviously being on the Google Places section of Google has the benefit of you being actually a top option on every major search engine. Because Bing pulls from the Google top three guys for their top five. Same thing with like the Amazon Alexa devices. If they're doing a search on Amazon Alexa, it pulls from the Google Places top three guys. And then same thing with Apple and Safari, they default to Google. So no matter what form of search they choose to use, whether it be iPhone, Android, tablet, Google, Bing, Amazon, Apple or Safari, that they're going to be able to see you as the top recommended guy for that 40-mile radius.
Okay.
Yep. And then obviously the Facebook ads will contribute as well. People do use Facebook when it comes to landscaping for some odd reason. But normally a platinum package for a new business, it's normally advertised at $499 monthly. What I could do for you with the new in business credit is I could actually reduce that rate by 50%. So if you were to come on board with us today, it's all month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract, and the pricing would be set at a flat rate of $249. And there's no extra lead fees, click fees, call fees with the service. So it's just that flat monthly rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The reason I bring up the no lead fees, click fees, or call... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. That's about what I was expecting. That's a bit too high for me.
Gotcha.
Just straight up, just because it's a newer business, I'm still trying to get it out there enough. And I already have monthly bills. I don't want to add $250 to those monthly bills.
I hear you. But, I mean, if it's a new business and you are looking to get your name out there, there's really no better way to get the business name out there. And it is a self-sufficient system with the clients that it generates. Like, if you think about the math, I mean, how many clients are we really going to have to bring you each month in order to offset $249?
At least 2.5.
Easily doable.
that I do a job for, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, well, 90% of searches do start and stop on the first page of Google. And then, not to mention, we have 10 different ways of generating leads for you. If you look at your current marketing strategy, right, like if I look up your business name and number, it kind of shows me the stuff that you're already doing. So, like, let's say Home Advisor by Angie's List, right? These guys are on the first page of Google. So they actually pay Google for this type of advertisement, except for it's not verified locally for Arizona because they're Colorado-based. But you'll still see them on the first page of Google. And all they're doing is capturing leads off of Google in your area, and then they're selling them to you for a lead fee. But those leads that they're selling to you are actually going to 3 or 4 other competing companies in your area that are on Angie's. So you're paying for a saturated lead with no guarantee that you'll get it, and you get charged a lead fee whether you get it or not. By the time you get about 5 to 10 of those, you'll already have eclipsed $249. So you're actually in a position to spend more and get less currently. With this, we would be able to put you in position for people to call you directly. Not just on Google, but again, all the major search engines, running Facebook ads. You know, if you could pair it to your current marketing strategy, it should save you money, actually, from what you're doing now and generate a higher return on investment by getting you more exposure and putting you in position. So, again, we don't just cold call. We're partnered with Google. So they send us guys where they're going, hey, you know, this has got to make sense for them. And we're not going to call you to offer you something that we don't think is better or know is better than what you're already doing. Google wouldn't even put you on the list for us to contact. It would just be a waste of your time and our time, you know? So the offer here at $249 should effectively save you money. I don't know what you're spending on Angie's, again, but, you know, if you're just getting 5 or 10 leads, I'm sure you're eclipsing $249 easily, monthly.
Yeah, I like just started it like yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. See, that I didn't see. It says you're 6 months in business, and then it has the link for Home Advisor by Angie's, but it doesn't say when you started it.
Yeah. So, that's another aspect to this. I just spent money on the membership and lead coverage for a while. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I mean, if you want to compare the two side by side, I mean, I know it's fairly expensive when you're starting a business to think about all of that, but, you know, it'll definitely save you money in the long term, too. You know, it's a lot better to have that first page placement and not pay per lead. And obviously, if we miss the first page placement, then you're kind of stuck paying per lead, for lack of better words. But if you compare the two side by side, it'll there'd be some pretty glaring and obvious differences. Not to mention, the stuff that we build for you, you keep it. Like, even if you were to leave our services, you still are going to be a Google verified business with a custom website. You know, those are long-term benefits that you're going to wind up doing or paying for at some point down the line anyway, but for probably a lot more money and not professionally done.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're thinking about 2025 here, I mean, obviously there will be the immediate return on investment still. You're not in an area that goes dead throughout the winter. But, you know, obviously if you're thinking about the future here, fast forward into 2025, I mean, you're not going to want to do pay per lead forever or pay for leads that aren't turning into business at times forever. I think it'd be pretty obvious to see that over the next 30 to 45 days of doing this.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be pushy. I've been doing this for 12 years, and so I've run into a lot of guys who have used Home Advisor by Angie's, and so I've seen them get into that system and then get kind of stuck, for lack of better words, or they kind of find out, you know, as they get into it, that they're spending a lot of money. Like, they basically text you the lead, and they're already debiting it from the account. And if you look up, what was that order? Federal Trade Commission, FTC, versus Home Advisor. Here, I can actually, Home Advisor is the parent company. I'll send you this link here so you can see it yourself. But, there's tens of thousands of business owners that have filed, class action lawsuits against them. Man, that sounds horrible. I'm just like bashing these guys. But here, I'll let you see it yourself. And you're still, I mean, if you just signed up for them yesterday, you're still in a window where we could save you, you know? We could, you can rescind.
Do you know if it's a thing they do?
It's the law. It's the law for our country. You have 3-day right of rescission. You're a business owner. It's marketing and advertising.
Does that mean I get a refund?
Well, yeah, I mean, it works a lot different as a business owner, than it is if, like, somebody's just, you paid them for, like, general services for you personally, you know? If they're representing your business and you don't want them to represent your business because maybe you think it's bad or whatever the case may be, it's bad to your credibility, or, you know, they can't continue to promote you without your consent. It's extremely illegal. So if you're saying, hey, you want to discontinue and get reimbursed, you know, they got to back out, especially in the first 3 days. That's law. Like, if you just look up, right of rescission, 3-day right of rescission, that's across the board for anything that has to be, or that involves a business expense. And then also, okay, too, they have these articles, like, you know, people have reported them for fraud. You could also go to your bank and say it was, you know, fraudulent. If they're not just willing to give you your money back, I mean, you're never really stuck, you know? That's why marketing agencies shouldn't tell you, oh, you're in a 6-month or 12-month contract, because it's not real. Like, you can just leave whenever you want. If they don't have your billing information, what are they going to do? They're going to go to a small claims court and go after you for things that didn't work out or didn't turn into business. You know, and that's why they have these FTC articles, you know, of the business owners literally reporting them as a scam. And it's not that it doesn't work for some people. You know, I don't want to completely throw it in the ground. It's just the people that it's working for, they're understanding, like, hey, I'm paying for a lead. This lead is going to go to, like, 4 or 5 people. So I have to pay the lead fee. I have to have a really competitive pitch and a really competitive pricing structure in order to get that job over my competitors who are also getting the same lead. So there are guys in there that are able to really make it work, you know, by coming up with that proper formula. But if a lead's going to 4 people, obviously only one person can get it. That means 75% of the people that just paid that lead fee are getting the short end of the stick. If you're 6 months in, yeah, and you're working with a limited budget where you're telling me, hey, $249 is tough to afford, that's not going to be a good fit for you.
Yeah.
you're going to have to spend a lot more money. You probably have to buy like 2 or 3 leads on average for every job that you get. So now your cost to acquire jobs, or your cost per acquisition, I mean, it's like 3 times the lead fee. What are they charging? $30, $25. You're paying $75 to $90 for every job. And then if it's a $250 job, then you got to do gas and all the equipment and everything else and the time it takes to go out there. You know, you're basically working for Home Advisor by Angie's at that point instead of being a business owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from a long-term branding perspective, this is your own Google business profile that we're verifying as a Google partner. So now you have your own like GBP with your own reviews, your website, name, address, phone number, you know, that's being promoted, and we're building that up and branding that. And even if you stop doing Google advertising, people will still be able to look you up, see your reviews, see your Google verified, see you're a real company. That's a huge credibility factor. It's like an online business card showing that you're a verified guy. And then, you know, you're not some Joe Schmo that just got a lawnmower and started doing business, right?
Yeah.
And then the other things that we create for you too, you know, the Bing listings, the Amazon Alexa voice search results listings, phone went off here. The Facebook business profile with the Facebook ads, the Apple and Safari submissions, you know, there's so many different things that we're building for you that are going to be able to help you long-term, outside of just, what's coming from the advertisement. But obviously the advertisement is the thing that makes it all pop. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that'll go the back route, the opposite route, where they build all these things and then they're waiting for a position to open up. And so we haven't actually had an opening for the first page in 11 months for your service area when it comes to landscaping. So it's like, even if you turn down the service and you say, hey, I'm going to build the website, I'm going to do all these other things first just to help brand my business, I would say that's a good thing. But at the same time, you're going to miss out on 90% of opportunities because most people are just picking a guy off the first page. And that's the same reason Home Advisor by Angie List pays to be on the first page.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So I don't want to bombard you with a bunch of information, but, you know, it's a month-to-month service. I've cut the price in half. I mean, if you're going to compare it side-by-side with Home Advisor, all the stuff that I'm telling you will rise to the surface.
Yeah.
It'll be evident. And then you'll have a long-term marketing solution for your business. You won't have to question what you need to do in order to generate a consistent flow of customers and get the business moving in the right direction.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if I can get refunded and taken off of Angie, then I can do it. But I'm not sure how easy they're going to make that. They probably won't make it easy at all, even though it's a lot.
Yeah, Google even tells us to, like, not bash them. Like, I kind of went too far on this call, to be honest with you. Like, we're not supposed to tell you, hey, cancel them and sign up with us. But I could definitely, like, recommend comparing the two side by side. Or even if you want to run that while we get this up and running to its max capacity, you could do that too. I'm not supposed to flat out tell you, like, hey, cancel that, sign up with this.
Okay.
Yeah, but the major benefit is getting the spots when they're open, you know. Otherwise, you're doing the right thing. I mean, honestly, before today, you know, if we don't have a spot available in your area, then Home Advisor by Angie's List isn't a bad thing to do. You know, at least you got to do something, right, and get your name out there online or pass out business cards. You know what I mean? Do it the old school way.
Yeah.
So you do have to build up the business and the reputation if you want it to be successful, but paying per lead isn't the most ideal way, especially if we could list you independently on the first page of Google. Yeah. So, you know, I'm pretty sure Facebook ads that we run would probably outperform what you see with Home Advisor from a lead perspective, just from volume for your buck, you know.
Yeah.
Because like Facebook ads, you know, I mean, a month of it, I mean, they say about 15% of the clients from the landscaping category on a platinum package come from Facebook. So, you know, I mean, if you're getting 5 or 10 calls maybe a month from Facebook, I mean, that probably is like what you'd get for $250 on HomeAdvisor.
If not better.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not getting calls with HomeAdvisor. I'm calling them and then waiting for them to get back to me. And
yeah. Because those people are just price shopping, though. Like, if I don't, have you ever, like, gone on to Angie, like HomeAdvisor by Angie's, and seen, like, what they have to go through? Like, you have to...
Yeah.
Yeah, you, like, you type in landscaper near me or landscaper Cave Creek, Arizona, and then there's the HomeAdvisor listing. It'll have, like, 10-plus of you on it. You click on that, and then it's, like, this long, like, questionnaire. Like, they have to answer, like, 20 questions just to fill out that form. It's, like, kind of borderline irritating, actually. And then they don't want them to, like, be able to directly call the contractors on there because they want the lead. That way they could sell the lead to multiple people. If they call one of you guys live, then they just miss out on being able to collect all those lead fees, you know? So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with this, it cuts out all that headache. I mean, they literally type in landscaper or lawn care in Cave Creek, and your business is right there. There's a little phone icon right on your Google business profile next to your reviews and your website. They could just click it and it calls you directly instead of them going through that whole mess, jumping through all those loops. Anybody that jumps through all those loops, you know that they're just looking for the cheapest one. That's why they're doing that. Maybe they even called some guys on the first page and found out the job was more expensive than they wanted to pay, and then they go to HomeAdvisor and fill out the form, try to price shop, you know?
Yeah. Okay. All right, I guess I'm going to try to cancel it because I can't afford both. There ain't no way.
Yeah. Well, here, look, let me show you something, too. Like, you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay, here. Send you a link to our I already sent you that HomeAdvisor one, but I'm going to send you another text here. And this is our pricing page. If you click on that and you scroll down and you see what we did from a pricing perspective, I'm really trying to make it affordable for you. So what I'm offering you at $249 is actually that Platinum Package Bundle. It's the very last one down. It says most popular with the little ribbon around it. Yeah, so it's usually $599 monthly for the Platinum, the very last one down with the Facebook ads. And then there's usually a $299 setup fee. That usually goes towards, like, the name, address, and phone number cleanups, the Google verification, the optimization of your Google business profile and your website, and then, of course, building your website. But you already have that, so, well, not all of it, but you already have a website or a domain name. So basically, I waived everything that, or all the setup fees, and then I've reduced the monthly price by more than 50% at $249. So you're actually getting a rate that's like cheaper than if you just paid for the first page placement by itself, because it's usually $299 if you're just focused on the first page placement. But I'm also adding like Facebook, all the additional features in that Platinum bundle. So you really shouldn't need anything else. You know, with this bundle, we should be like your one-stop shop for all the online advertising. We'll be able to help you with all the online listings, not just Google.
Yeah.
That way you don't have 100 different bills floating around and lead fees floating around, you know?
Yeah, and part of the reason you could mark it down is because I'm a newer business. So once
it's a newer business, but also I have more flexibility too. I've been here 12 years, so they kind of leave things to my judgment. So it's like, for you, you know, it's got to make sense from a return on investment perspective. Like you were saying, it's going to take like 2.5 jobs in order to make that money back. But for us, we need you to see like a 10-to-1 return on investment in order to be like 100% sure you're going to keep paying for this every month. So I know that's your number. Yeah. You might say 2.5, but nobody's in business to break even, right? So if you're spending $250, you probably need about 2,500 of tangible clients in order for us to be like, okay, this guy's going to continue to come back. And I think that's around the number that you'll be able to easily see even at this time of the year. So my judgment is, sure, we'll lose money on this initially, especially if you just try it for a month and then leave. But I don't think you're going to, especially if you're going to compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's. I think you'll use this long term, and then over time, maybe 2 or 3 months down the line, then it'll make sense for us and be profitable.
Okay. And will that price go up down the line?
No. I'm locking you in at $249 for the Platinum Bundle. We send everybody a receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing at point of sale.
Okay. So if I sign up today and stay with you for a long time,
say
5 years.
Yeah.
5 years from now, it'll still be $249.
Yep. I saw the first guy I signed up here 12 years ago. He's a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas. And he's paying like a little less than that, but he's a roofing contractor. So his competitors are paying almost $1,000 a month, but he's still paying like $199.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got like 500 reviews. Yeah. We had him for since then. So he was one of the first people, like when the pricing structures were lower. But he never stopped using the service. I mean, he's been going month to month for years. So we're just giving him the same deal.
Yeah. Okay. And how, so the list I'm looking at for the Platinum Premier package seems like a lot of stuff to do.
Well, that's how the Platinum Premier. I'm offering you the regular Platinum. Go down a little further. There's three other packages. There's Central Pro Platinum. Yeah. The Platinum Premier ones, I wouldn't be able to get you much of a discount on, because those ones have the sponsored ads or Google advertising. So it's different than the Google Places placements. Those ones have like a pay-per-click budget involved in it. I would only recommend you do something like that if you want to cover more than 40 miles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't need to cover more than 40 miles.
Yeah, at least not now. Again. Maybe a year or two down the line you might, if you cover a couple, or you add a couple guys, maybe grow the business. I have guys that start out as a small landscaping company and they turn into a big hardscaping company. They do other things. They turn into like doing junk removal and various other things, post-construction cleanups, hardscaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the just Platinum most popular.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's normally $599.
Okay.
With a $299 setup fee.
Okay. So I also, another thing is I already have a Facebook like business page that I do personal ads on.
Nice.
Would you guys just take that over, or would you create me a whole new one?
Yeah, we have you add us as manager. We don't want to create a whole new one because that causes a discrepancy. You can't have like two listings with the same like name, address, and phone number or website links. It'll AI system will red flag it and basically suspend the profiles until one of them is deleted.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so we'll just send you a link, or you give us access to it. You can add us as manager, or just provide the login credentials, and then we run the ads through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what would you say is the best concrete evidence you have that me being on the first page of Google is going to pay off that $250 in a month, like no questions asked? Do you have any to give me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain amount of jobs. Anybody that guarantees you work, that's not the homeowner that's paying you, it's a lie, you know? So we're not supposed to lie to you to like earn your business or say, hey, you sign up with me, I'm going to get you 20 jobs. But, you know, the most concrete proof would be like common sense for one, but also the Google Analytics system, you know? When I say common sense, it's kind of like, you know, how would you find a landscaper? You know, or how would you find somebody to do work for you, lawn care, landscaping, you know, you probably pull out your phone and Google it, right? It's no different for the, your potential prospects. It's no different for Home Advisor by Angie's List. That's why they're on the first page, you know? So even leads that you get from that platform are going to be coming from Google, right? Google's not putting themselves on Home Advisor by Angie to get, to go where all the people are searching, you know? But there is a Google Analytics is free. A Google Analytics says for lawn care and landscaping, those two keywords in the last 30 days within a 40-mile radius of your zip code there in Cave Creek, there's 1,812 searches. So those are searches. Sometimes
that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls or clients or anything like that, right? We want to be real transparent with you. Sometimes people search like 3 or 4 times before they pick a guy, but they do say that 90% of the searches start and stop on the first page. So we're putting you where most people are going to look and make their decision.
Okay.
All right.
Doesn't get any better than that. I mean, honestly, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for people to market and advertise for the last 17 years. The hard part's just the availability of the positions. It's not something that's easily attainable or you could just go and sign up for. There has to actually be an opening within your industry and area in order to put you there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we're calling you, is we have the availability.
Yeah, so how soon, if I say yes to this, how soon do you think all the things on this checklist would be good to go? And
different timelines for everything. I mean, if you want us to redo the site, three to four days, business days. Facebook, we can get that up and running real quickly, about the same time period as the website. So you'll see results from like Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, a lot quicker than the Google stuff, just because we have to get you Google verified. So there's a form that you have to fill out, and then, we do the, client interview with you. We could do it later today or tomorrow so that we know how you want the campaign customized in the area that you're targeting. And then there's also a pin that comes in the mail from Southern California to you, and that usually takes about 4 to 5 days. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that red dot on the map there. So there is a little setup process. I mean, month 2 is going to be more profitable for you than month 1, but if you're telling me you need 2 clients in order to see positive return on investment, you'll definitely be able to see positive ROI in the first month.
Okay. If you can constantly say that, I don't see why I shouldn't sign up.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. No, and that's how we get the clients to come back every month. It's a month-to-month service. So it's like we have to make it work for you if we want to get paid. You have to make money if we want to make money. Yeah.
Okay. $250 a month.
$249 exactly.
A lot more than what Andy. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to remember, it's all your online listings, and we're looking to establish a business relationship with you. So, you know, we're thinking about it from like a year perspective, but, you know, just to make it less anxiety inducing, you know, it's month to month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And to be realistic, I mean, you can't really force a business owner to commit to 6 months or a year, you know, even if they get you to sign on the dotted line. They're just doing that to kind of make you feel like you're stuck, and that's just not really ethical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Like I said, I mean, you didn't get into business for people to not be able to find you. You know what I mean? This is the modern day way of doing things. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google for Zenith Landscaping AZ, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 480-252-9346.
Yep.
All right. And then what's your last name, Jonathan?
Hampson, H-A-M-P-S-O-N.
Oh, H-A, like M as in Mary, and then P-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if it was M or N. Gotcha, Hampson. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you an outline of the agreement in writing, the invoice receipt, so you could write it off as a business expense in a couple months here, and username and password for your tracking system?
It is JB8 Enterprise.
JB is in boy, the number 8, and then Enterprise?
8 as in Henry.
Okay, so JH8 or H?
No.
Instead of 8.
JBH. JB8.
Oh, your initials. Okay, I got you. JBH,
yeah.
Enterprise.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
02@gmail.com.
02@gmail.com. We have the same initials. Well, not the B. Mine's B, but the J and H are accurate. All right. And then what's the business street address where I can send your Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
Yeah, so that's where it's going to be marked on the map, like on Google Maps.
Yeah, but most guys in your industry do business from home, so we actually hide the street address and just display the city, state, and zip, and then that PIN ends up going out to the nearest cross street so they can't get turn-by-turn directions to you. So if you want to hide your address, it's not a problem, but it's just for us to send that postcard. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that postcard that we will need from you in order to verify your Google business profile.
Okay, so you just want my home mailing address, basically?
Yeah, best address for you to receive a postcard in the mail.
Okay, it's 34221.
34221.
North 52nd Street.
North 52nd Street. Got it. Cape Creek.
85321. Yes.
Gotcha. All right, go ahead and hide it. All right, and then I do have your domain name for your website here, just zenithlandscaping.com.
ZenithLandscapingAZ.com.
Oh, this one isn't you? Oh, it isn't you. Yeah, 385-274-7469. Who are these guys?
I think that's in Georgia.
Oh, they're in Utah. They're in Utah. Roy, Utah. Yeah, that's not you. Okay, let me put the AZ in there.
There's another one in Georgia, I think.
Okay.
That's how I could get this name without being illegal, because it's statewide, not nationwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is your website? Okay, here it is. This is it. Okay, so this, it's just a landing page. So we'll be able to customize this for you. It says you got it through GoDaddy. So I'll send you some templates as like a starting point, and you can kind of pick one of those, and that'll get us started on the remodel, and then we'll fully customize it from there, make sure it looks how you want it to look.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm going to attach this domain name to the Google business profile as of right now. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Basically, because what I work is different than my call schedule, I would say. So, you want my call schedule or my
schedule? I mean, I'm supposed to tell you it's at your discretion, but I recommend the call because if, you know, you could schedule them out if you want.
Okay, let's just do 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too? Or calls on the weekends?
We'll do Monday through Saturday.
Okay. 8 to 6. And then Sunday, you want to go closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only.
You caught that suggestion there. All right. Yeah, I think it's a good idea because, like I said, they could call you. It doesn't mean you got to go out there, though. You know, you can always hear them out or schedule them out. Do what works for your schedule. Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jonathan. So I got your Google Business profile created. Boom. All right. I'm going to send this verification letter out, and then we're going to want to do this client interview with you. The client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
Can we do it at 12 o'clock today?
12 o'clock. Pacific Standard. Yep. Yeah, I got 12 to 1 available.
So
oh,
2 hours from now.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me confirm. No, 2 hours from now will be 11 to 12. So I can do 11 to 12. I actually can't do 12 to 1. Because they take their lunch hour at that time. It's a separate department.
Okay.
Or I could do
3 to 4. So.
Oh, yeah, Mountain Standard, not Pacific Standard. Okay, then yeah, I mean, then their time, 11 to 12, is 12 to 1 your time. So that actually worked perfect.
Yeah, that's good. That works.
Okay, all right. So let me go ahead. I'm going to schedule it and send you a calendar invitation. And then there's an automated text message reminder that'll come through 1 hour before the appointment. So if anything pops up or changes between now and then, you could always just text in, let me know, and I could reschedule it for you if we have to. But we like to get everything
okay.
rolling as soon as possible, especially with a discounted once-a-month campaign like this. You know, don't want to waste any time.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Yeah, got a little bit of time to show you results, but we can do it. It's easy. Just the verification is the only part that's a pain in the butt, but you're actually eligible for video verification, so if there's something missing on your subscription terms or if there's any issues with your PIN going in the mail, we could always do like a three-way video call with the Google rep on the line and verify you that way, too, to kind of fast-track things. Make sure nothing's slowing
okay.
it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not an option. It just depends on where you are and the timing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So client interview is scheduled. So I got you locked in for that 12 to 1 slot. And so usually what happens is they'll have me call you with the rep on the line to verify that you've got the right people, and then they go through the interview and walk you through it. But if I'm not available at that time, they'll just call you directly and introduce themselves and go right into it. So just look out for that phone call at that time.
All right.
Then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me make sure I add Zenith Landscaping AZ on here. And then is the billing address the same as the street address? Go ahead.
It's my LLC name, which is the JVH Enterprise LLC.
Oh, okay. I'm actually just going to leave it under Jonathan Hampson because the Google business profile and the invoice receipt will have Zenith Landscaping AZ on it, and then you should still be able to take it to the CPA and just say, hey, this is my DBA, and they could write it off for you.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, should be fine. Better if we do it that way so they know it's specifically for Zenith Landscaping. Okay, and so billing address is the same as the street address that's being PIN verified?
Yep.
Okay. You never had a Google verification done for JBH Enterprises LLC at that address?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Actually, here, let me just... Okay, yeah, there's nothing. Whew. That would have been bad. Okay. On the front of the card, there are 60... Well, you can't have two. It's the same thing like with why we don't create a duplicate Facebook page. It's like you can't have two Google business profiles with the same phone number, address, and a different name. Yeah. So I was just had to double check for that. But on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4246.
4246.
31. Yeah, 3154.
3154.
0818.
0818.
9866.
9866. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0529.
0529. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
317.
317. Okay, so I have to walk you through a voice verification, 60-second recording before I can authorize the transaction. If I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so where is that paper? There it is, okay. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Zenith Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jonathan Hampson, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying that, like you have to cancel anything. I know you kind of already made up your mind on that one. But again, you know, we're not saying that you have to discontinue anything. After today, if you're going to add anything, though, we do want you to let us know, just for the reasons that I explained earlier. Like, we don't want to duplicate anything or have you pay any more money towards online advertising that you don't need to, or if it's something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure after today, just double check. But I tried to set you up with the Platinum package for the exact reason of we don't want you spending more, or, you know, I also want to cover all your bases there, make us like a one-stop shop for you.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try it for 2 months since you're first signing up and we're building everything from scratch, but that's just my recommendation. It's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 7th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for a Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but it's going to remain in this discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says, again, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, let us know before that seventh day of the month, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When this payment clears, you're going to start receiving some automated text messages and emails. They're the same. There's three of them. They go to your email and your text message. There's going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system with a link. There's going to be a Google verification form. It's extremely important. That's a long-term benefit to you. Got to get Google verified, right? And then the outline of the agreement. I think that's all three of them right there. It just came through. But there's an outline of the agreement, too, in black and white. So it'll have everything in that Platinum Package bundle, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. It's all outlined in writing right there. And there's a hard copy of it in your email. And you got to sign off on the bottom of it when you're good to go.
Okay. That is... Which one was it again that I have to sign off on?
The Google verification form and your subscription terms.
Okay.
So the Google verification form is the single most important one by far because you only have to get Google verified one time as long as you own your business. That's something that you'll have even if you leave our services at some point. So you definitely want to make sure you fill that out. It'll ask you for a variety of different things. It's pretty easy to fill out there from the phone. It's just a lot of pictures that it asks for. And if you're missing anything, though, there is that option at the bottom that we could do a video call. So it's saying, like, basically don't panic. Fill it out as best you can with as much information as you can. If you're missing anything, just check the box that you're okay with the video call. If Google says we need a video call, then we'll just video call you and knock it out that way. It's quick. It only takes, like, 2 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. And then that's the initial setup process. So you'll notice at the bottom of every text and email, you have our 24/7 customer service line. It's that same number where it says Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, but you hit extension 1. There's a live operator 24/7. So it's the same number I'm texting you on, attached to every text and email. So, you know, there's always help here. If you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, do not hesitate to ask. Like I said, it's a teamwork here. We're not a Home Advisor by Angie's where we just, you know, put you on our site and start throwing leads at you that we're picking up offline. We're trying to build, you know, long-term branding things for you, build your website, get your Google business profile, all these things. So we want your input and feedback. If there's anything we could do to help you be more successful or make you happier with the services, just let us know.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday. But again, look out for that phone call. I have you scheduled between 12 and 1. You should have that calendar invitation there.
Yes.
All right, Jonathan.
And all you need me to do before that phone call is sign in. Probably change my username and password to something I want and then do the
verification. Work on the Google verification form. Exactly. So it'll all be there in the text
message.
Just those three texts, and then they're also sent to your email too. So it looks like a big paragraph, but it's pretty easy. They all just have links you can click on and walk you through it.
Perfect. All right. Sounds good. I will.
Okay. If you feel overwhelmed with any of it, just call.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you at 12.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
You made a good choice.
Yeah.